What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
National NFL reporter for the NFL Network, Cameron Wolf, following up on the Myles Garrett report, as Myles missed the media portion of practice today with a hip injury. Ahead of the Bengals and Browns opener, Cameron, then following up on that, which of course Mary Kay Cabot had first here in town, and saying not much concern for Garrett availability Sunday versus the Bengals, despite missing practice with his hip injury. Sources tell Cameron Wolf, Garrett is an Iron Man, and this is relatively normal for him. So we're going back on Myles wanted everyone to know he's banged up.
Yeah, your first read on this one was the correct read. That this just seems like Myles wanted everyone to know that he was dealing with something. And so we'll hear from Myles tomorrow, and then we'll hear from him just how serious or not serious it is. But it has to at least factor in a little bit.
Also, if you guys would like to see JP, his refusal to guarantee a Bengals win, despite thinking the Browns' chances of winning on Sunday are quite a long shot, you can see that now at 923TheFan on Twitter, or an X, whatever the hell you call it. Because, what'd you call yourself again?
The station's truth broker.
Yeah, the truth broker got loose earlier today. And when the truth broker's ready to tell some truth, you just better step out the way and let
the
train roll down.
Are you mocking the truth broker now?
Not at all.
Is that what's? Are you mocking the truth broker?
I don't want to get the truth directed at me, so I am not mocking the truth broker.
It sounds like you're mocking the truth broker.
Why would I? It's a great nickname. It's a great moniker.
Hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why do you think I'm?
We're gonna do Bang Biscuit all over again. Bang Biscuit on the air yesterday. Nick mocks it when we get off the air, and then he's done it six times today already.
You're the truth broker. I am under no legal obligation to be honest about how I feel.
I know. We're all very well aware of your lack of honesty. Oh, you see how that worked?
On what?
You're 3-win Wilson, but then you're also that. Hold on, but you're not even guaranteeing the Bengals win anyway.
Correct.
If you were guaranteeing the Bengals win, it's just an easy thing to do this week. It's very easy. I'm not falling for the trap that everyone in the media and everyone else around this town wants you to fall into. It's still Joe Burrow versus Joe Flacco, and it's wild to me that me being scared of Joe Flacco is a thing that's like being held against me.
I mean, I think you're just over maybe leveraging that fear. I think you've talked yourself into a position of fear, and I just don't live in my fears.
I don't think so. I think a lot of people in the city are looking at
the
schedule.
Everyone knows you're the truth broker. I'm fearless Nick.
Yeah, a lot of people are looking at the schedule, and they are very quick to realize it's going to be very hard to predict the Browns on Sunday in many, many facets, and this is the one that they're going to go with.
I mean, I did say 3 to 5 wins. I didn't say which ones were going to be the 3 to 5 wins.
Maybe we could guarantee that now.
Which one?
Pick out your three wins for the Browns. What guarantee?
Wait, so I have to guarantee three wins?
Let's guarantee three wins.
Because you won't guarantee one Bengals win?
No, you won't guarantee one Browns win either. We're in the same boat here. Let's not, let's not twist this around.
You're picking a 5.5-point favorite.
You're trying to get people to hate me here.
No, I'm not. You're a little paranoid for for the truth broker.
Oh, yeah? Is that right?
You're a little paranoid.
I don't think so.
No, I like when people guarantee things. You feel so confident about this game and how it's going to go.
No. You don't like when people guarantee things. This all started this morning and everything else because you didn't guarantee the Browns winning.
No.
It started based off of that lack of a guarantee.
They wouldn't get blown out. You're welcome. Straight shooter, Nick Wilson. See, now straight shooter.
Shooting something.
Straight shooter.
Shooting misinformation.
I think is a little bit better than truth broker.
Okay. All right. Well, we can work on the nicknames later, I guess.
Now, speaking of guys shooting something.
Something.
Ja'Marr Chase was shooting the breeze with the Cincinnati media. And this is going to be one of I don't really love this as smack talk, but he talked about some maybe desire to jump into the dog pound, but some fear of doing just that.
Cleveland got good field. I like their grass field. I don't have no problem with their fans or nothing. I always wanted to jump into the dog pound. I've never did that, but I always wanted to. So, I mean, Cleveland not bad.
Is that on the table?
No, I wouldn't do it. I heard they stab people in there. Messing with y'all, man. I'm a troll, bro. I do stuff to troll.
All right. So,
he does do stuff to troll.
And so that okay, now because he owned it at the end, it takes the bite out of it.
Yeah, it really makes the sizzle that the online community thought that it was. It really just kind of takes it out. Especially when you acknowledge that you're just trolling, what else do I have to do? But we know this about Ja'Marr. Ja'Marr for years has done this, and then he's made Joe Burrow have to be the one to be the adult in front of the room and stand up and kind of clean up his mess.
I just wish he was better at it. Either don't add the I'm a troll bro, or I don't know, just have better... Oh, I heard they stab people in there. And can we just get to the Cincinnati media, which I don't think that highly of, outside of gentlemen like James Rapine. Very fun.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We love
James. James is great.
We love James Rapine.
I like Mo Egger, too. I want that on the record. I don't love Mo Egger because I don't know him that well, but I like Mo Egger.
I'm merely in a situationship with Mo Egger.
Fair. I can't think of anybody else.
The rest of them. What were those good time Johnnies laughing at? I just have people. You're right, Ja'Marr. They're the real trolls here.
I think they know that Jamar's a little crazy at times.
They laughed out of fear?
I think maybe. They're just like, we know that Ja'Marr's got a chance to he's a wild card of sorts. You laugh at his jokes.
Maybe it's because I'm not entirely good looking, or I was never a great athlete, or is never really valuable to anyone. And so I've had to earn my laughs.
You're valuable to me.
And my thank you, truth broker.
That's right. It's real when I say it.
I've had to earn my laughs and lack of laughs the hard ways. I hate when athletes have mid-ass jokes. And these cornball media members. you got them there, Ja'Marr. They do stab people in Cleveland. It's like you live in Cincinnati. Blow it out your ass.
Whoa, shots at Cincinnati? I hear it's lovely this time of the year.
Yeah, Northern Kentucky is very nice. The bluegrass state.
A lot of people talk high things about Cincinnati.
Yeah, because they're high. You ever been to Cincinnati?
Yes, I have.
Go 5 feet outside of the Kroger. That's a great spot to get stabbed.
I thought their bar scene was really nice. I thought they built up a nice little downtown area. Yeah. People rave about Cincinnati.
If you go like four square blocks in Cincinnati, you're going to have a time of your life.
Oh, stop.
You go to the fifth block, Via Condias.
Oh, jeez.
Now who's the truth broker?
I don't know. I thought Cincinnati was nice.
The funny part about this is I don't really care about what Ja'Marr Chase said because he copped to being a troll. It's the Cincinnati media joking about a mid-ass joke that it's like, you're going to stay your whole life.
I generally do think it's just because Ja'Marr, he says something every other week. He constantly shoots off his mouth, and then everyone else is left to clean up the damage. And so I think I don't know what the Bengals media was doing, but I know if I'm Joe Burrow, I look at it and go, yeah, I mean, I made sure they paid him a lot of money, and I have to stand by him, but he does this all the time. He's a troll. Think about it. He even trolled Joe Burrow. Like, they got the Madden 99 ratings, and Ja'Marr Chase got the 99, and instead of going up to Joe Burrow and being like, hey, isn't this cool? He's like, hey, Joe, you got one of these 99 Madden ratings? When he knew Joe Burrow did not have one of those 99 ratings.
He would if he didn't look like Slim Shady.
He does this with everyone.
So where do you stand on a truth broker?
Well, I mean, you're not getting stabbed if you jump into the dog pound. Yeah. I didn't know people had a desire to jump.
You could get
a
Nurple, though. You could get one of those twists. Well,
so I didn't know it was like the Lambeau leap where other players had a desire to jump into it. You know, like you see that all the time. If you have a touchdown at Lambeau, players are like, they're like jockeying and they're like excited to jump and do the Lambeau leap. I didn't know the dog pound had that same allure.
When they first came back, before everyone just realized this thing is going south and it's going to keep going south. So, I mean, we're talking like, because I think it's hard for us to remember from like 99 to like 2008. While there were more lows than there were highs, there was so much more hope and there was so much more reverence for the Browns history. And there was so much reverence for like the 80s Browns from like people outside of Cleveland that like you would get players trying to jump in there. And it did get dicey, but nobody got stabbed. And maybe got pinched real hard. Couple dudes, I think, took, you know, punches.
I've seen him jump into it. There are Browns players that jump into it, but I feel like it's been way less since they did that end zone where they didn't spell it right. And the dog pound just, it didn't become a mockery. It just kind of became a place that was a little less cool than what it once was.
I also think it would be the consistent losing.
Yeah,
you know,
I
think that's hurt the dog pound as well. 216-474-0092. Do you take umbrage to Ja'Marr Chase, especially after he admitted to being a troll? And we will get into all good things, positive vibes in the 6 o'clock hour in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.